Close your eyes and don't try to hide.
Or a silly spook may sit by your side,
shrouded in a dark disguise.
They pretend to terrorize
when we ghosts come out to socialize.
Welcome, foolish mortals. You have stumbled into the graveyard and discovered the Grim Grinning Guys Walt Disney World Planning Podcast. We are your ghost hosts this evening. I'm Matt.
I'm Derek.
I'm Craig.
Please stay calm. The room is not actually stretching. Go ahead and pull down on those safety bars because we won't be doing that for you. Ladies and gentlemen, here we are.
We're back. I feel like we're missing someone.
Josh, what do you think?
Craig, he's not here.
What? He's been with us for so long. I mean, we appreciate him taking off for those 2 weeks and joining us. We miss Josh. Do you think, well, Josh has been busy eating a lot, looks like, on his podcast.
Yes, he has been.
On his website.
He has been thoroughly reviewing the Epcot International Food and Wine Festival, I believe, 79 different countries.
If you want in-depth coverage, go to EZWDW and you can get all the coverage you want.
Yes, you can. This is Milestone Episode 73.
73.
The year that, I don't know. I don't know what happened in 73.
The greatest thing ever.
Craig Shelton was born.
That's right.
And in just a few short years,
because of my birth,
we'll be celebrating in Tokyo Disneyland.
Ding, 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 ding.
Yes.
That's going to be our music from now on every time we say that.
Chicago.
And I'll work on some more
what
of my...
What does Ace Ventura have to do with Tokyo?
I'll work on some everything. More of my voiceovers.
It's where he lives.
Tokyo Disney.
Okay, well, let's go ahead and get this thing started. Today, we're playing a little game we like to call Attraction or Movie. Craig and Derek, why don't y'all lay out the rules for us?
I thought it was called Attraction.
There's not rules to it. It's purely like 89% of our show purely opinion based.
I thought this was called Attraction, Unattraction.
Unattracted? Don't stop talking about me, Craig. So we're going to go around the graveyard here, and we are going to name a Disney movie. Could be animated, could be live action.
Oh.
And
any Disney movie.
We're going to name whether you prefer the theme park attraction, could be a ride, show, character meet and greet, meal, restaurant, or do you prefer the movie? The movie or the attraction, ergo the attraction or the movie.
Ergo, that was a good movie too. Was that Argo?
Fargo?
I think you mean...
I like Fargo.
Candelago, for where the candle lights the fires of love. The love lights the fires of candles.
I don't think that is anything at all close to
speaking
anything
hey, this anybody is, has ever hey, said. Kids might be listening. We don't need to be talking about love lighting candles.
Speaking of candles, guys, I'm going to go ahead and get started. Lumiere, I'm thinking Beauty and the Beast. Do you prefer the movie, let's go the original animated movie.
Okay.
Okay.
Or the new live action movie.
You can do
or.
Both. Either or both.
I've got an either or.
Okay.
Ooh, I know where he's going with this.
The original animated movie.
Mm-hmm.
The new live action movie.
Correct.
Or the stage show at Disney's Hollywood Studios.
Wow.
You got three choices. 10 seconds. I'm just kidding. There's no time limit here.
I thought she was going to throw Be Our Guest in there with it. You kind of worried me there.
No, I did not. I will throw it on down there to Craig Areno.
I am going to go with, even though I am a man of originality.
Originality.
Yes. I am going to go to the new live action Beauty and the Beast.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
I really like
that. That's anti-nostalgia.
I know. I'm wild like that.
You know, the Emma Watson may be the worst actress ever.
Oh, wow. You're going to get blasted.
I wasn't looking at it for an Academy Award. I was looking at it for entertainment.
Hot take.
But I really enjoyed it. I mean, I like the original. I mean, you always have to, but especially for me. But I really like the live action.
Who is this man? Where has he hid our friend Craig?
I don't know.
I just like to be different sometimes. Throw that in there.
Well, that
Derek, what are you thinking?
I'm thinking the stage show because it tells the whole story in 25 minutes.
That's your kind of yeah. Derek's
kind. We can get on out of there. I don't have to sit for what was the original it's movie?
Just long enough to catch you a nap too.
An hour. The original movie was probably an hour and 15, hour and 20 minutes.
Yeah, probably about an hour and a half.
You've just saved an hour of your life.
That's true.
For something. I don't know what else. Maybe for listening to Grim Grinning Guys.
There you go.
Bingo.
Matt?
I tell you what, boys. I'm going to go with the original animated classic.
Of course you would.
Beauty and the Beast. I do like the new live action version. I liked it a lot more than I expected to. I thought the music was great. I liked their take on the music. The stage show I do like, but it's so hot. That theater is so hot. Whenever I've gone to actually watch it, it's just very muggy. There's not a lot of airflow through there. So for that reason, I'm picking the original animated feature.
I can agree with that, really.
Those of you keeping...
I really can't agree with the live action at all, though.
Well, to each his own.
Mm-hmm.
Potato, potato. And for those who are keeping score at home, the score is 1-1-1 now. I don't know if that how we add that up the rest
of the day. We're not keeping score.
Okay, here you go, guys. I'll throw you a softball here. This is an easy one.
Okay.
Do you like, at least it is for me, do you like the October 5th, 1949 Adventures of Ichabod and Mr. Toad, or do you like Ooh. Toad's Wild Ride?
Well, that's not there anymore. Are you talking Disneyland now?
It doesn't matter. Yes.
Or do you want to throw in Sleepy Hollow Refreshments?
Ooh. Well, we're throwing all three. I mean,
why not?
Can you still ride Toad's Wild Ride somewhere?
Somewhere.
Okay.
Yes.
I know this is a Disney World podcast, but still, my memory lingers on of Toad's Wild Ride, and it will forever. So I'm going to continue to add it, boys. Dotson, what say ye?
I'm going with the original animated movie, The Adventure of Ichabod and Mr. Toad. Not for the Mr. Toad portion. I never watched that one. I've watched it before. I love Disney's The Legend of Sleepy Hollow. We watch it every year on Halloween. We usually watch it multiple times. It's got great music. It's narrated by Bing Crosby. The animation is laugh out loud funny. It's one of the great underrated Disney animated films. And I mean that with all sincerity.
Wow, I didn't expect all that, Derek.
Hey, Jeez. You asked for it.
Man.
You shall get it.
I feel
the candle of doom.
I feel it. Oh, goodness.
Yeah.
I feel educated all of a sudden. Derek, what say ye?
I'm going to go with the ride. I own those movies, and I might watch them at Halloween. I don't know yet. I can sit through the Ichabod movie, but the Toad's Wild Ride or whatever. What is it? Adventures of Mr. Toad is...
Yes.
It's not very entertaining, honestly.
I think if I would have thrown in the refreshments, Derek definitely would have gone for that one.
I probably would have.
But I will also go with Derek and say Toad's Wild Ride just because I shed a tear as I think about it now. Derek, your turn.
Okay. Peter Pan the movie or the ride? Pretty simple, like Craig's.
Who's going first?
Whoever wants to speak.
Okay.
Your turn, Matthew.
Oh, there it is. I will say the movie. I love Peter Pan's Flight the Ride, but it's not that easy to get on. It's like 2.5 minutes. And Peter Pan, the film, is one of my... It's in the top 5 Disney animated films for me. Love the movie. Craig?
I'm going to go with the movie as well. The ride, I love the ride, but the movie is just, when I think of classic Disney, I always think of Peter Pan. So I'm going to go with the movie.
I'm going to go with the ride, because I don't think I've seen the entire movie.
Well,
I don't think that surprises anyone here. I enjoy the cast member sprinkling the pixie dust.
Oh, yeah.
To close.
I think that day the lap bar. When you and I were there without Matthew, that guy just really enjoyed that more than he should have.
The lap bar?
Yes, the lap bar.
And it was just me and you because it was
early
morning magic, and it was kind of we rode.
I was kind of nervous.
Yes.
Since we are the Grim Grinning Guys, I'm going to go with The Haunted Mansion starring Eddie Murphy. Guys, do you prefer the movie or the ride? I'm kidding. I'm going to go with the ride. What about y'all?
How long has it been since you saw that movie?
I watched it this past Halloween, I
actually
believe.
I did too.
I'm pretty sure it's been less than a year since I've watched it. And it was bad.
It's not good.
Everybody has to say ride.
But Craig may feel a bit differently.
I'm pretty sure.
I'm going to say the ride. I think I can say that probably pretty confidently. Okay. Do you like Fantasia, Fantasmic, or PhilharMagic? Because all three are based on basically the same thing. Or you can even go with Fantasia 2000. I mean, you got four choices in there.
How long? Wasn't Fantasia 2000 like 2 hours?
I've never watched it.
I watched it in not the whole thing.
I started watching
I've got it right over there.
I started watching it one time and I was like, I can't do this. Can I go first?
Yes.
Okay, go first. I'm going to make it easy and say Fantasmic because that's the stellar show of those three.
I am also going to say Fantasmic. Correct?
That's all you got to say about that.
I was going to say I like PhilharMagic, but not as much as Fantasmic. Fantasmic is a phenomenal show, so I will go with Fantasmic to make the trifecta, boys.
Okay, I've got my next one. And you guys may not have seen this movie. I remember it from when I was small. Swiss Family Robinson, the movie, or the treehouse.
Boy, people are cutting this show off right and left. You know, they're like,
Hey, I'm going to go first, even though I asked. The Swiss Family Robinson movie is fantastic. And it's a must watch.
You're saying the movie?
What? You have to.
I'm not. I tried to watch Swiss Family Robinson.
You didn't like it?
Last year. It was on one of those AMC, and I just couldn't get into it. I'm going to go with the Swiss Family.
Well, you had
Family.
Commercials going through it.
I'm going to go with the Swiss thing. Family Robinson treehouse, and I'm going to get a sweet tea and drink some tea in the tea house. Boom. Go ahead, Craig.
It's a treehouse.
Well, I'm going to drink tea up there.
I'm going to say...
I don't think they allow drinks.
I don't know.
I'm going to say The Sound of Music with the Von Straps.
What? The Von Traps?
He said the Von Straps.
Oh, no.
Guys, I will say... Oh, man. That's a tough
have
one.
Have you seen that movie?
I have. I like the movie.
Probably when you were little, too.
Yeah, it's been a while. It's been a while. That's why I can't really make a fair judgment here, but I'm gonna go with the movie too, Derek.
Thank you. Some logic.
Yes.
See, I probably
the treehouse is just not my thing.
I don't, it's like Tom. Have you ever been in the treehouse?
Yes.
But you get some great views.
I think I went halfway and came right back out.
Well, you kind of have to keep. If you went halfway, you were.
Well, when I say halfway, I meant like across the bridge. All right, guys, here's one. Do you like Tangled the movie or The Bathroom?
I know what Craig's going to say.
I love Tangled the movie. So I'm going to have to go with the movie.
What? That is so un-Derek.
What are you so shocked for? That's one of my favorite.
Bathrooms?
Movies.
I'm sorry.
It's Tangled. Tangled and Brave. I really like this. Some of these.
I'm going to say... I'm kind of torn on this one.
I know. It's a tough one.
Where are you torn?
I do like the movie, but those restrooms are really themed well.
And you can get your picture made outside of them at night.
Yep, holding the lamp.
Do they still do that?
I'm right next to the Haunted Mansion. I'm going to say the restrooms. I like the Tangled toilets.
Oh, my gosh.
I would rather spend some time there as opposed to the movie.
I think I choose the bathrooms as well, Matthew.
There we go.
That's only because y'all spent more time in there than you have actually watching that movie.
It would be even better if they would show the movie inside the bathroom.
Tomorrowland the movie, which is terrible, by the way.
Yes.
Or Tomorrowland.
I think you just answered that.
Sorry, I wasn't trying to influence you in any way.
Or Rocketeer.
I'll go first. I'm going to pick Tomorrowland because it has multiple rides, shows, and dining options. And the movie is, as you said, not all that great. Craig?
What?
I did think of Tomorrowland, the movie, as Rocketeer. I thought that was a ripoff, but...
You thought Tomorrowland, the movie, was like the Rocketeer?
Yeah, wasn't it? Didn't it have like a flying guy in it?
He made a jetpack.
I guess I'm gonna have to pick
a kid.
I guess I'm gonna have to pick the land because I guess I'm too familiar with Tomorrowland the movie.
Clearly not.
I did see part of that with didn't it have
House,
Clooney.
Yes, Clooney, yeah. And House.
Hugh Laurie.
Yes.
No, House.
Dr. House. Yes.
I will say Tomorrowland.
The land.
The land.
Okay. That's what I would say too. I just
just threw that
nobody
in there.
I just thought of that one, so I thought it was worth mentioning.
All right.
Is it my turn?
It's your turn.
I don't think he's done one in like 20 minutes.
Mm-mm. Here we go. Inside Out, the movie, or Meet Joy and Sadness at Epcot Character Spot.
I would choose Inside Out the movie because I'm not a huge character have to meet, so I would go with. Plus, it's always hard to see them, too.
I'm going to abstain.
From both?
From both. I've not seen either. So I don't really. And I'm not excited to do either.
I've done both. And I'm going to go with the movie. For kind of the main reason Craig said, even now, it's kind of hard to meet them unless you go at rope drop. And I think there's other things to do at rope drop. We rope dropped Joy and Sadness in December. Sadness is just so sad. She's so sad in person.
I think that's part of her character.
But I really do like the movie. I think it's a very well done movie. So I'm going to also pick the movie Inside Out. What about you, Craig?
I am going to throw one at you guys. And I know Matthew has seen this. I'm not sure Derek has, but...
Please don't throw things in the graveyard.
Would you say Song of the South or Splash Mountain?
Not many people have seen Song of the South.
Nope.
I have.
I have as well.
I own it, but I'm going Splash Mountain. It's the number one ride for a reason.
Derek?
I'm shaking my head because people can see that.
Yes.
While listening with their ears.
We'll work on our YouTube that you'll be able to see that.
No.
Yes, the ride. I've done one of these.
Have you seen the movie?
No, I have not.
Craig's torn.
I am because it's one of the originals, even though, and you can't get anymore. I mean, I think
there's probably a reason for
that. There's some politically incorrectness stuff in it, and I think that's part of it. I think it was really, really well done then for that period of time and for that. But again, like you guys said, it is our number one ride and it is one of my favorite rides, so I'm going to go with Splash Mountain as well.
I got one. Avatar, the movie. Or the Navi drum show in Pandora.
I thought you were going to say
that.
Oh, no. Flight of Passage would be too easy. You want to watch?
That would be too easy.
Avatar the movie or the Navi drum circle show. I don't even know what that's called.
I don't either. Can I?
Go for it.
Can I give a third?
What?
Can I visit the Tangled Toilets?
No, not now.
Oh.
Nope, too late.
Too late to do that at this.
Because I feel like we would all pick the... River Journey, Flight of Passage, and Satuli Canteen over
the drum
circle. Movie.
Oh, yeah.
But would you pick the drum circle or the movie?
That is a tough question.
Well, that's why you have to answer first, Craig.
I think I would sit through the 5-hour movie before I would the drums.
Wow. Speaks highly of the drum. Those poor drummers.
Yeah. But... The harpist would go to the very top for me.
The Animal Kingdom harp player?
Yes.
Good thing that's nothing to do with Pandora.
I know. It should. They should put that in with it. What do drums have to do with Pandora?
I'm picking...
Well, good point.
I'm picking the
drum toupee,
circle. I'm picking...
As Matthew likes
toupee,
to say.
Exactly.
Toupee.
A candle burns in the toupee and it sets it on fire and it smells like candles.
Perfect. That's the one I've been trying to get.
I've been trying for 3 months to get that thing.
I'm going
to
go with the drum circle because it's short, and I think after it's over, I'm still just standing in Pandora. So
I agree with Matthew. Craig, you're wrong. way wrong.
Burn.
Won't be the first time.
And it won't be the last.
Okay. Rock and Roller Coaster or Aerosmith live concert?
Ooh. I'll go. I'm picking Rock and Roller Coaster. I'm not a concert guy. I'm not big on concerts. They're long. They're cramped.
And I don't know if we can all get in that stretch limo.
Like, how good are my seats at this concert?
I'm going to say the Rock and Roll Roller Coaster. Rock and Roller Coaster, sorry. I went back to Opryland for a minute. I'm going with the Rock and Roller Coaster. Yep, I'm going with the coaster too.
I'd go to the concert.
You would?
Wow.
Yes.
Okay.
Sorry that.
Hey.
That, go, I guys. Don't think that really counts as an attraction or what was it? Movie. Yeah. Not a movie, but I just.
But that's who it's named after. I mean, that's who it's for. All right, here's one. So that we can get to a different part. And again, it's another softball, I guess. Frozen Ever After or Frozen?
Oh. Or Frozone?
No.
Not Frozone?
No.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I'm taking the movie on this one.
Okay. You like that better than the ride?
I do. The ride has no story. So if you only had the chance to ride the ride and not see the movie, I think you wouldn't really understand anything about the ride.
Good point.
I'm taking the ride. It's got a couple of moments in the ride that gives me the feels. I do like the movie, but I think the queue is really good. I like the overall experience. And yes. And I'm in World Showcase. World Showcase is always a good thing. Craig, movie or ride?
You know, I'm kind of torn betwixt and between.
Betwixt? Betwixt.
But I'm going to say because they destroyed one of my favorite rides to put that in.
They didn't destroy it.
Well, it's still there, isn't it?
It is.
They just put some different decorations. I'm going to go with the movie as well. Even though I like rides, I'm going to say the movie on this one.
Hey, boys, how about we each do one more?
Okay.
All right, Craig, go for it.
I don't think this could be a tough one for either one of you. Jungle Cruise or Skipper Canteen?
Jungle Cruise, the movie?
So there's
no movie.
With Dwayne the Rock Johnson?
I'm just going attraction. I'm going there. It's still attraction namesake diner. For both.
So this is no longer even attraction or
hey,
movie.
We make up the rules here.
Yes. It's just something or something.
What are the points totals right now?
Craig currently sits at 4.
Negative. I think Craig's negative.
Derek
now.
Is at 3, and I'm at 92.
Fine. Throw the movie in there, too.
It's not. There's not a movie yet.
Yeah, we're going. Hey, we have judged stuff before we've seen it before anyway. So throw the movie.
Okay.
In.
So the movie Jungle Cruise starring The Rock. And one has seen.
I'll go first.
The restaurant or The Rock?
I'm not for The Rock because he won't respond to us at all. So he's definitely out. I don't care how good the movie is.
Good choice.
I'm going with Skipper Canteen because you've got to go eat there if you haven't. It's fantastic. Get the. Tastes like chicken because it is.
Definitely, when you first asked, it was. I'm throwing the movie out because it's not even a thing yet. I'm going Skipper Canteen. I would much rather eat than. I don't know. Over the years, I after you ride Jungle Cruise so many times, it's still
backside of water is still backside of water.
But the restaurant's awesome because the humor is always different and they've got a lot of various dishes. Skipper Canteen, I'm picking it.
I'm going to take the ride.
Wow.
I would have never gotten Derek.
As much as I love food, wow. I don't feel the restaurant would not be what it is without the ride.
I would never guess Derek would have said
so,
that.
I would not have either.
Hey, because I'm pretty sure you would be offended by eating there 80% of the time if you had not ridden the ride. So that's why I have to go with the ride.
That makes sense. Okay, guys, my last one is, would you rather watch the 1977 The Many Adventures of Winnie the Pooh or go eat at Crystal Palace?
Just go ahead and throw
a meal.
Now, in the Many Adventures, it includes Winnie the Pooh and the Honey Tree, Winnie the Pooh and the Blustery Day, Winnie the Pooh and Tigger 2. It's kind of a combination of three stories. Which would you rather do?
I was going to say, you can even throw in Christopher Robin and also
the 2011 Winnie the Pooh?
The ride. You throw in all of it.
So any of those?
Yes.
The Winnie the Pooh movie, Christopher Robin the movie, Many Adventures of Winnie the Pooh movie, The Many Adventures of Winnie the Pooh the ride, or Crystal Palace.
Right.
Or meeting Pooh and Tigger.
Oh, man.
At
Park Fair?
Or shopping.
At Park Fair.
Mm-hmm. Or shopping at 100 Acre Goods.
Shopping?
Pooh's over there.
I know, but he doesn't have his own restaurant over there.
Oh.
Kiddos, for me.
We know what it is for you.
The Crystal Palace.
Absolutely.
For breakfast. All day, day.
Now, I love the food at Crystal Palace, but I'm going to go with Christopher Robin.
Really?
I really like that movie.
Wow.
I thought it was really good.
You know, for as much as he talks about nostalgia, he's all about the latest and greatest on today's episode.
I think so.
I want to change it up. I want people to predict who I am.
We also want to give a shout out to Annie Arms, who on Twitter thought that I was Derek, thought that Craig was me, and thought that Derek was Craig.
Yes, I think that's right.
She was 0 for 3, but good try, Annie.
Yes.
She did try, though.
While we're giving a shout out, before Derek does the last one, also to queen.victoria.elizabeth on Instagram, who said that she had planned a trip for the Halloween party before she started listening to us, but she said she dressed as Winnie the Pooh for Sissy and Matthew. She celebrated the milestone of all milestones, Taylor Swift's birthday, 22, shout out to Craig. And this coming Thursday, she made sure to get a snack for Derek. So we appreciate queen.victoria.elizabeth listening to us and her giving us several shout outs. And we hope she had a good trip.
Okay, I've got one. Mary Poppins or the UK Pavilion?
The entire pavilion?
Yeah. Mary Poppins had a whole city to run through.
That's true. That's a good point. I like that.
So Mary Poppins or the UK Pavilion. I'm going to go with... Oh, that's tougher than I thought it was going to be. Sorry, I thought it was going to be easy when I said it.
I'm going to go UK Pavilion. I love World Showcase.
You love fish and chips.
I like fish and chips. I still want to try the... Rose
and Crown.
Rose and Crown. I think it's got some neat shops, and it's got live music.
Live music, yeah.
You can meet Mary Poppins. So when you put an entire... See, like when you asked about Tomorrowland, I can spend hours. Not hours, but I can spend a couple of hours in the UK Pavilion.
Yeah.
Mary Poppins is a phenomenal movie, but I can see her in the UK Pavilion.
And make your own movie.
I don't think anybody wants me to do that.
I'm sitting here listening to music in the background.
I know. What about you, Derek?
I think I'm going to agree with you and do the pavilion. I said it kind of jokingly, but then after I thought about it, I was really thinking the movie. But upon further reflection, the pavilion does have a lot to offer, like you said. So I think I would rather go to the pavilion in lieu of watching the movie Mary Poppins.
And Craig, what's it
going to be? Step in time!
Craig, to break the tie.
I am going to say Mary Poppins the movie.
Mary Poppins!
I really like that movie. Of course, that's for my wife, even though she doesn't listen to this podcast. I would have to go Mary Poppins. Mary Poppins! I just think it's one of my tops as far as movies goes. So, even though I do like the pavilion, I'm going to lean towards Mary Poppins and Bert.
Well, gentlemen, this has been fun. I think we'll revisit this.
I hope the listeners stick around.
Attraction or movie?
Or whatever we
restaurant decided or concert. To make up. Yeah.
Sorry, we were real strict about things. This.
Could be.
It is a Thursday episode. We have fun. Kind of expand a little bit.
We thank you. But now it's time for something we like to call
Grinning. Greatness, old chap.
What in the world was that?
That was my little take on Great Britain. And
make sure your voiceover work is American English.
Yeah, well, I've been doing some foreign work.
What is your all-time favorite
Disney meme?
Disney animated classic.
Ooh.
Disney animated by the Walt Disney.
You're taking Pixar away from
taking us. Taking Pixar out. It had to be in theaters. The Walt Disney Animated Studios. I'm going to say one that is probably not as well loved as many, but I thoroughly enjoyed it. It takes me back to childhood. I'm
Jimmy
say,
the Lonesome Cougar.
Okay, Brad Garland.
Not Jimmy the Lonesome Cougar.
It's something like that. I am going to say The Great Mouse Detective.
Ooh, yeah, that's a good one.
I know I have said in the past that I would love to meet Professor Radigan and Basil of Baker Street. But I love the movie. I'm a big Sherlock Holmes guy. So, yes, you cannot take it away from me. I am saying...
It's been a long time since I've seen that one.
The Great Mouse Detective. What about you, Craig?
I am going to Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. Very first one ever. I really think that kind of set a tone for everything. And it's been a while since I've seen that. I'd like to see it again. But again, it's just what you think of when you think of Disney. So if I can't say Mary Poppins, even though it does have animation in it, I will go with Snow White.
Now Craig's getting back to his roots.
He is.
Derek?
A lot of people feel that this movie was the resurgence of Disney animation. I watched it a few weeks ago, actually, and the animation compared to today's standard is awful. It wasn't all that long ago, but I'm going to go with The Little Mermaid.
As the goat, huh?
I enjoy the music in it, even the villain song. I can't say that first. Movies like The Lion King.
Mm-hmm.
But there you see her sitting there across the way.
She don't have
a lot
He's
to say.
He's caught up in his voice work again.
Goodbye.
Just let him finish. Let it run its course.
So I think that's my choice is the goat.
Kiss the girl.
And I think anything after that, just okay.
Don't be shy.
I think that was the Renaissance. The beginning of the Renaissance.
Have either of you seen...
No, do you disagree?
No, I agree. Have either of you seen Waking Sleeping Beauty?
No.
It's kind of the behind the story of how they got that Disney Renaissance going again. The artists behind that and the animators. It's really good. I think I've got it somewhere if I haven't lost it. Well, guys, this has been fun. I have thoroughly enjoyed it.
Matthew, before we break away here, what's coming up on Monday?
Monday is a big episode. Tomorrow night, September 7th, the Grim Grinning Guys will be recording live at the Hickman County High School homecoming football game in sunny Centerville, Tennessee.
Per request of the student body.
The student body asked for it, and we never say no to our fans.
Well,
because of the money we'll make, right?
Well, no.
Oh.
We're going to have a college game day set up, and Monday we will be talking where to find sports, all things sports, Friday Night Lights at Walt Disney World. It's going to be great.
That will be wonderful.
And we're probably going to have some guests come by and talk on the show, some super fans.
Excellent.
Maybe, yeah.
I don't know what's going on.
So by this coming out on Thursday, we can say, hey, if you're in the area, come on by.
That's right. Tomorrow night, if you're going to be in Centerville, come check us out.
We'll be right across from the gate.
So many people will come.
We better get security.
Because of this invitation.
We better get security.
Well, fans, we thank you for listening in. Continue to share with your friends and neighbors. And as you leave, be sure to...
beware the hitchhiking ghosts.
And hurry back.
If you would like to join a jamboree, there's a simple rule that's compulsory. Mortals pay a token fee. Rest in peace, the haunting's free. So hurry back, we would like your company.
Ha
Lots of editing in this show. Lots of editing.
All right.